Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Of the seven feasts of the Lord recorded in Leviticus 23, each one addressing a step in the redemptive and restorative work of Christ, the first one was the Passover, while the second is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as examined last month. Now, we may look at the third festival in the Jewish calendar. It is called the Feast of First Fruits. The Feast of First Fruits was also celebrated in the first month of the Jewish calendar, as were the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread, implying a new beginning and a complete change in God's order. Of great importance, this Feast of First Fruits was always kept on the first day of the week, as noted in Leviticus 23, verses 10 and 11, where it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and you shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it." The morrow after the Sabbath is our Sunday, which again represents a new beginning. They were not allowed to eat of the harvest of barley until the wave offering of the first fruits was accomplished, says Leviticus 23, verse 14. Christ fulfilled this feast of the first fruits by raising from the dead on the first day of the week. He is the first one to come out of death. This is reiterated in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 and 23, where it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming." The application of the meaning behind the Feast of First Fruits is of utmost importance to the believer, whether of the Jew or of the Gentile church. Had there been no resurrection, then, as the Apostle Paul notes, "If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, we are then found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised up not, if so be that the dead raise not. But if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain, you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." That is the description of those if the Lord Jesus had not been raised as the first fruits. Thankfully, we may know that now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. Oh, what a Savior we have as represented in the Feast of First Fruits. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.